Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Well, hello there and welcome. Joe Giganti, Regular Joe with you here. 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737 is the number you can call or text emails to joe@regjoeshow.com. joe@regjoeshow.com. You can go to the website, by the way, find out information about where we're going to be. Like this Saturday, I will be out in Langlade County with Tom Holman and the great people of the Republican Party of Langlade County for their Lincoln Day dinner. It's going to be a great evening. Hopefully, I will see you there. You can also find the latest and greatest in terms of postings we're doing, links to our social media, the podcast, the live stream, the whole works, all available for you at RegJoeShow.com. Now, if you have questions, by the way, as I mentioned, we're going to have Rajani, who's one of the Senate candidates in the state of Wisconsin, on. If you have questions you would like me to ask her, by all means, you can email or text those. You want to text them to 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737, or emails to joe@regjoeshow.com. I will try to include those in the conversation. So I mentioned this last hour, and it's important that we realize that a gauntlet was thrown down yesterday on this particular campaign between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Now, we understand what they're doing to Donald Trump. We're getting deeper to some of the latest news that's been breaking on what we knew to be the case, but it's wonderful to get confirmation, to know for sure that we were right this whole time. And then the question, of course, becomes, what do you do about it? Donald Trump is doing his part. What do we need to do to be a part of this solution as well? We'll get into all of that. Before we do, though, this Florida visit is of import and impact. Now, I understand they want to make the entirety of the campaign about abortion on the Democrat side, mostly because they have nothing they can run on when it comes to the border and the economy, which are consistently the top issues. And they don't have anything because, frankly, they have engineered these problems on purpose. They know it. We know it. And we don't want to be baited in to their game. And I understand that. And again, this is where you've got to thread a needle, and it's not always easy to thread that needle. Because I have said it before, I will say it again, ignoring the question of abortion, simply trying to sit silently in the hopes that nobody will really pay attention or notice as they try to define the narrative is not the right answer either. Capitulating, giving up, giving in, also not the right answer. Well, what's the right answer? You keep saying it's not the right answer. Well, okay, we'll get into this. But you need to realize he went into a Republican stronghold and gave a very solidly pro-abortion speech, made it all about abortion. He sits there and makes the sign of the cross as the party chair for the Democrats in Florida, talks up abortion, disgusting beyond words. Now, the response should be, as it, and you heard Governor DeSantis, where he said, look, we're not buying what you're selling. But the response needs to be a clear message of why what they're promoting is wrong and also why it's a distraction. Don't be afraid to say, look, the fact of the matter is the Dobbs decision has been made. It's a fight that's taking place in the states right now. And Democrats want to pretend that this is their preeminent issue when it's not a kitchen table issue. The economy is. Inflation is. The border is. And here are our solutions.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.